Hello learners, welcome to the smart learning platform of Odisha State Open University. At the outset, I do congratulate all of you for taking this program, as this program has been designed to enable you to embark on the path of personal and professional leadership development. I am Dr. Lalatendu Kesari Jenna, and in this episode, we are going to discuss about the relevance of leadership and its interpretation in modern day organizations. The modern day organizations, if you'll see, we can find out a classic model of good organizational leaders who happens to be the top executives in an organizational management. What these organizational leaders used to do in this classic model, it is basically they were been in the position of directing and controlling all the aspects of the operations of an organization. This is what the classical model, this is what the traditional way wherein leaderships was functioning up. The top executive leader, basically in those days, in the classical model, they were been operating through a hierarchy of management. If you'll see bureaucracy of management, the theory of bureaucracy of management, we can well appreciate the fact that they were been governed with a hierarchy. They were been governed with a hierarchy through a well-defined structure. That means that there are different layers of management, with the top management at the helm of affairs. Below them, there are the middle level managements and there are the frontline managements, and they build up a structure. And this is a kind of leadership. It was going on and on for a long time, and it was, and the same structure was basically been surviving almost till to the 20th century. But if you'll see in today's environment, the organization of today, they are not having any kind of luxury of stability, because they are facing an ever increasing change in markets, in customers, and so also in technology. Therefore, what these today's leaders need, they need to accept, they need to adopt, and they need to implement the changes that is cited in different business models. And basically, these business models that they are looking forward, that need to address with the changing trends, because technologies are changing. We were in, once upon a time, the generations, we were in, you know, in a dial phone, and we are living in a cell phone technology. We are living with the changing perspective of customers. The customers, what they were demanding some 20 years back, if you'll see in today's environment, the customer preference has changed tremendously. The people, the resources, the organizations are more futuristic. They have a future concern. Therefore, the core of the business organization, if you'll see the input, output, and throughput they used to have, they are basically under threat. Why? It is because of there are newcomers in the marketplace. And these newcomers who are coming up, they bring up a different business paradigm. Therefore, the organizations that cannot afford to depend on those leadership of individuals and a small team of senior executives, they will be challenged. The organizations, basically, if they want to sustain in today's business climate, they need to harness the ideas, skills, energy, and enthusiasm of the entire team to build up the success. So let's see what is the tips behind it. For meeting the new challenges, say the new concepts and practices of leaderships have been evolved since time. Over here, if you'll see the traditional practices, you will see the traditional, in a traditional organizational structure, the top level management, actually they were governing, they were in the position of defining the strategic leaderships, and they were basically taking up all the decisions. Now the trend has changed. Unless and until you have the line managers into picture, then we cannot drive. So that's where the talk of the day, in today's changing business climate, they require the people or the line managers to assume the leadership role along with the top executives. Therefore, a small team of senior executives is supposed to get themselves involved. You see any organizations in today, you see any MNCs. For example, if you see an organization like Facebook, you know, the organization is governed not only by the top executive, not only by Mark Zuckerberg, he's been governed by his whole the team members. So over here, if you'll see leadership, what you're finding out, it is a very important function, the functions of management. Management, you see, it is composed of certain M's. What are those M's? This is like we are the input, that's to be called as the inputs of management. It is like the man, machine, money, material, methods. These are called as the M's, management. Basically, what these inputs, they are supposed to produce, they are supposed to get out with two P's and two S. With the involvement of this management, they are supposed to build up a product, and basically by selling the product in market, they are supposed to build up profits, and with profit, they need to provide a kind of service to the people around them, to the stakeholders around them, and ultimately the role of management is to derive satisfaction. But in between these inputs and outputs, there are a set of throughputs which is called as the planning, organizing, leading and controlling. Over here, the leadership is an important function of management because it is taking up the leadership as a throughput, as an intermittent area between input and output. This need to help to maximize the efficiency. We are utilizing the leadership because to maximize the efficiency of our input so as to get a good output. What is the organizational goal? As we have defined, the two P's and two S are the organizational goal, and the planning, organizing, controlling need to be carried out by leaderships. So over here, we may come to a point of understanding that leadership is a very essential and a very important or a crucial component for effective management. Over here, if you'll see that the traditional management formula, it is a structural based, wherein the top to down people are involved in leadership. But now when you are living in a flat structure, we need to engage the line managers. So a remarkable leadership behavior, if you are expecting from the line managers, this need to stress upon building an environment wherein each and every employee who are with the organization, they are supposed to develop, they are supposed to excel. The leadership has the potential to influence the people and drive the group. Group over here mean the members, irrespective of any levels. No top-down structures, irrespective of any levels, they need to drive those people towards accomplishment of the organizational goal. Line managers, therefore, they require to have a set of traits of a leader. This is very important. They are supposed to carry out a set of leadership qualities. Okay, when you are involving line managers, because we are confining on organizational structure by saying that the top managers are supposed to have the leadership quality. Now it has percolated down. Now we are keeping the line managers also to assume with certain traits. Now the line managers are supposed to carry certain traits of leaderships. They are supposed to possess a set of leadership qualities. With leadership qualities only, the line managers can develop and can begin by thinking the strategies that can build and sustain a competitive advantage. So let's talk about what are the different traits of leadership. I think hopefully in this leadership course, you might have been exposed about different leadership traits. Something called as compassionations, something called as exploring the people's alignment to the organizational goal, becoming disciplined, becoming committed towards the goal, and making people to drive with a kind of sincerity on their respective profile and job towards reaching organizational productivity. This is what the traits that is expected from the line managers to design themselves so as to drive for an organizational performance. Let's see. You know, in today's leadership, it has been shifted now with a shared responsibility of key actors who are playing a process. Basically, why we are talking as about shared responsibility? Because now we cannot confine ourselves stating that, you know, the top management is supposed to own up everything. It is like all the layers of management, they are supposed to carry this responsibility. When they are sharing this responsibility, they need to be passionate. They need to motivate not only themselves, they need to motivate the people around them. They need to create an ecosystem. They need to create a social system. It was evident that though there will always be strong individual voices, but success will come only when an organization fosters interactions among the group of leaders, developing the innovative approaches, and by looking at the existing ideas in a very new and creative way.